It's Wednesday, June 5th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. 30 years ago yesterday, the Communist Chinese Army fired into crowds of its own people in the Tiananmen Square massacre as thousands of student-led protesters called for a more democratic government. Several hundred to thousands of people died that day. Now, 3 decades later, the communist leaders are treating religious minorities with similar contempt. In 2018, 100,000 Christians were arrested, and rural underground churches have been forced to close and their members sent to labor camps. In China's Xinjiang province, approximately 1 million Uyghur Muslims are detained in re-education prison camps, subjected to torture and indoctrination by the Communist Party. Their organs are harvested for profit, and crematoriums are now being constructed nearby. Queen Elizabeth II and President Donald Trump delivered speeches at the royal banquet praising the enduring American-British alliance, which was forged over 70 years ago during the Second World War, reports Breitbart.com. On Monday evening, President Trump offered a toast to the Queen in Buckingham Palace, which concluded with these words.
From the Second World War to today, Her Majesty has embodied the spirit of dignity, duty, and patriotism that beats proudly in every British heart. On behalf of all Americans, I offer a toast to the eternal friendship of our people, the vitality of our nations, and to the long-cherished and truly remarkable reign of Her Majesty the Queen.
Gallup released its annual Values and Beliefs poll last week, which showed that an increasing majority of Americans view divorce, sex outside of marriage, homosexual relationships, and birth control as morally acceptable, while a majority of Americans continue to view abortion as morally wrong. When it comes to sex between unmarried men and women, 71% of Americans consider the act to be morally acceptable. By contrast, in May 2001, just 53% of respondents said that premarital sex was morally acceptable, reports the Christian Post. 1 Thessalonians 4, 3-5 says, "It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control your own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like the pagans who do not know God." Last Friday, Pastor Corey Musgrave, the 35-year-old pastor at New Beginnings Assembly of God Church in Fairfield, Illinois, prayed in front of the Illinois State Legislature in the Capitol. Their recent vote on abortion informed his prayer, reports Christian News. On May 28th, despite thousands of Christian pro-lifers who showed up in Springfield on behalf of the babies, the Illinois House voted 65-40 for a radical abortion bill, which prevents the state from interfering in any way with the killing of unborn babies. The legislation would not only repeal the partial birth abortion ban, but also repeal abortion mill regulations and conscience protections for medical workers. Astoundingly, non-doctors will now be allowed to do abortions, and the bill would require every health insurance plan to cover abortions, including late-term abortions, without any exemptions for people with religious or moral objections. Pastor Musgrave lamented that, quote, "This state has decided to go its own way apart from you," end quote. Listen.
"Lord, you have told us those things which you hate, and among them are hands that shed innocent blood. I stand here in this house, in this high place in Illinois, and ask you, O God, creator of heaven and earth, if there is any blood more innocent than a baby that is wonderfully being created in the womb."
Musgrave quoted from Psalm 139 in noting that the unborn are not hidden from God's sight.
"God, those unborn children are not hidden from you." The psalmist David exclaimed, "You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born."
He then lamented that despite those who have pleaded for lawmakers to protect those in the womb, referring to calls for the rejection of the Reproductive Health Act, legislators rather decided to pass the bill.
"So God, we have made our appeals to the leaders of Illinois this week. on behalf of those innocent babies who do not yet have a voice. We have been a voice for those who cannot speak for themselves, as you have commanded us. Those appeals were denied, but we have one final appeal left, and that is to the courts of heaven. God Almighty, I make an appeal to heaven today, to you, the perfect judge, the one who presides over heaven's court. I ask you to rise up, O God, and judge Illinois for the sanctioned destruction of the innocent unborn. For when your judgments are in this state, the inhabitants of Illinois learn righteousness.
He asked God for mercy in the midst of judgment as he concluded his prayer.
In this house, I pray for justice to roll down like water and righteousness like a mighty river. In your judgment, I pray that you would remember mercy, for we know that you, O God, do not want anyone to be destroyed. I ask this in the name of your Son, the one who died for a sinner like me, the one who is appointed to judge the living and the dead. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
You can email an encouraging note to him, Pastor Corey at nbclife.church. While Pastor Musgrave prayed that prayer, 5 Democratic legislators walked out in defiance, and another 2 rudely turned their back on him. No doubt the father of 5, including 2 adopted children from China, was further grieved when the Illinois State Senate voted later that day, 34-20, in favor of that extreme abortion bill, which Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker has vowed to sign. Call Governor Pritzker and urge him to veto it at 217-782-6830. That's 217-782-6830. Did you know that Generations, the ministry that makes the worldview possible, is reaching 80,000 families in 100 countries around the world? That's 300,000 to 400,000 folks. And we reach those people with the uncompromising biblical message for a fraction of what traditional Christian radio ministries do, since we don't have to pay to be on expensive terrestrial radio stations. To reach the audience we reach through traditional radio stations would cost us $500,000 per year. We're able to produce a program and reach a far wider audience for 20% of that cost. However, right now we are $50,000 short. Can you help us get fully funded by Friday, June 28th? We need to find just 208 listeners who will either give a one-time gift of $240 or make a monthly $20 recurring pledge. Just go to theworldview.com. Click on the word give on the top right and then make your gift. Help us continue to equip Christian families with our family devotionals, our worldview newscast, our Generations radio program, our homeschool summits, our family-based elder care program, and our family discipleship curriculum. And when you make your pledge, email me at adam@theworldview.com. And let me know what this newscast means to you. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, June 5th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. Or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.